Hey, just a quick look at something else away from politics at the moment. How do you remember a lost partner? I don't need to grim about this. How do you remember a lost partner? I was reading this report at the weekend. Taylor's in the Herald Sun. Taylor's likes woman lost her husband. Paul, Michelle Burke, lost her husband 3 years ago. They wanted to travel together. They couldn't. So she came up with this idea to travel with her late husband. She got a cardboard cutout of him. She takes it round with her. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
It is a bit weird, isn't it?
Well, if you knew my husband, Paul, he and myself as well, we've got this quirky, weird sense of humour. So when Paul asked me that question 3 years ago on his deathbed of what are you going to do when I'm gone, just this thought came to me about, well, I'm going to take you travelling with me in a cardboard cutout form.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah, I did. So he actually asked me, what are you going to do when I'm gone? And I said, I'm going to travel with you to all the places that we were going to go to. And I said, I'm going to take a photo of you and take photos of us at all these landmarks that we're going to visit. And he said, you're not, are you? And I said, I am. So we went back and forth, back and forth. But I think in the long run, he dared me because that was his probably way of preparing me for life after him.
Well, if you promised him you'd do it, you haven't got an option, you've got to do it.
Of course. You've got to keep a promise.
So you've had this life-size cutout made of him.
I have.
Well, you fold it up and put it in a briefcase or something, do you?
No. Well, he folds up in three, and he's got his own special calico bag, and then he fits in my suitcase.
And where have you been?
Well, I went to did a California tour. So we did LA, Vegas, and California, and back. I did New York because I booked tickets to see Paul McCartney in New York.
You didn't take. And then, you did take the cutout to the Paul McCartney.
No, I didn't take him into the concert, good, but he was in New York with me. So we did, you know, the Empire State Building, Top of the Rocks. We did all the, you know, Central Park. So we did all that. And then we went through Texas from Houston all the way up to Dallas, and then I went to Paris, where we always wanted to go. And then from Paris, I picked up a 20-day tour from London to Scotland and over to Ireland and back again.
What do the people think when you're going on tour with them and you bring out your cardboard cutout of your late husband?
Look, I warned them. when we did the tour, that you were given some time to get up and say who you were, and I was very much up front and said, this is who I am, I've lost my husband, and this is his wish and my promise to him, and they just took him on board. So every morning they say, good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Paul. How did you go? How is he? And also when we were getting out of the bus to do, you know, in any landmarks and stuff, I said, please don't forget Paul. I said, no, I've got him. He's okay. So they just took him on board.
Well, that's good. That is good. The most important thing in this, I mean, life's for the living, and it's important that you remember your husband and you'll be...
Yes.
Does it help your grieving? Is it reassuring?
Well, with the grieving, Paul had a rare melanoma, so he had quite a few months. And during that time, we actually grieved together. So I did grieve throughout this whole process. But also, it does give me some comfort to just take him with me. And now I have so much fun with him, and if I don't travel with him, I feel upset. It's just become a part of...
Well, what about when you're at home? Where do you put him when you're at home?
Oh, no, he's packed up in his
that's good.
In his bag. So, no, if I have him up, it either scares the kids or it scares the dog.
Has it helped you cope?
It has, yes, it has.
Well, that's
very
the important
so.
Thing. Yeah, good on you, Michelle. That's
I'm
it.
Having...
That's thank you very much. If it's okay, well, you will have a talk to your fair. We'll put some of the photographs on air. Here we have him on the website, rather. We've got him at Stonehenge. We've got him in New York. We've got him in, what's this, Windsor Castle. Who's to say? It's the wrong thing if it helps you cope. I did have a caller a couple of years ago who kept her late husband's ashes under her bed, even though she'd remarried. I wasn't too sure about that one. 96900 693 1313 32. Anything you like, how you remember a lost partner. Maybe.